This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Changing Appearances. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Over 6 million people in the U.S. have some form of alopecia. It's an autoimmune disorder that causes hair loss. Basically, the immune system attacks the hair follicles, but it's not clear why this happens. It can cause bald patches or total hair loss on your head and elsewhere on the body. Sometimes it's temporary, other times permanent. Reporter Jocelyn Robinson has this profile of a woman who's lived with this condition for decades.
Karen Gardner and her husband, Kevin Stokes, are at the farmer's market in Yellow Springs, a little village east of Dayton, Ohio, to nab some organic kale and catch up with neighbors. They're all still emerging from pandemic isolation.
I haven't seen you for a long time. Are you doing well?
The couple is well known in their small community. She's an accomplished pianist who chairs the local chamber music festival, and he serves on village council. She's white, he's black. They're outgoing, friendly, and Karen says their appearance is memorable.
One friend of ours calls us cue ball and eight ball.
Because both are bald. Well, Kevin shaves his head, but Karen has alopecia universalis. It's caused her to lose the hair all over her body, permanently.
When I was in my early 30s, I was getting my hair cut, and the stylist said, "Do you know that you're missing some hair in the back of your head?" And I said, "No." And within 6 months, I had lost all the hair on my head. So it was very rapid. I spent years undergoing a lot of different treatments. I went to some very good doctors. I had a lot of injections in my head. I started losing my eyebrows. I had injections in my face. It was very painful. I tried creams, Rogaine for a while, but nothing helped for me. And I just gave up after a while. I was devastated and I was very embarrassed. I'm a fairly self-conscious person anyway, and that just kind of pushed me over the edge.
Living in a place where everybody knows everybody, Karen wanted to hide what was happening.
I tried not to let anybody know that I had hair loss. I didn't let anybody see me without a wig or without a hat on. I let it change my life. I mean, it did change my life, but I also realize now that I let it. Like, I remember going to the beach with my kids and my family when my children were young, and I wouldn't go in the water because it meant I had to take my wig off. I knew I looked more normal, quote unquote, but I was very aware of the wig being on. They're not very comfortable. Some of them are really uncomfortable. So I was very aware of it. And I was always sort of fidgeting and pulling it down. And so I was very self-conscious at that point about people seeing that I was wearing a wig.
But one day, about 15 years after she'd lost her hair, something flipped and Karen made a change.
I was wearing wigs for a while and I was actually at a music festival. I was very hot. I remember seeing a young woman who wasn't bald but had her hair very closely cropped, blonde hair, so she almost looked bald. And I just thought, why am I doing this? And I actually went into the porta potty and took my wig off and then went out and kept dancing without my hair.
And since then, the wig has stayed off.
When I stopped wearing wigs, I was self-conscious in a different way, but I changed and I felt freer after a while because now people see what they see. They see that I don't have hair. I know they see that. So I'm aware of it, but I forget about it sometimes. And I just don't care as much because I know that they see what they see. I'm not trying to cover up who I am or how I am.
She has had eyebrow and eyeliner tattoos, though, and she has a penchant for wearing long, dangly earrings.
I've had friends and family comment that they think I'm very brave for going through the world like this. I don't feel brave at all. I think I just feel like I reached a level of acceptance of how I am, and that I can't change it. Without wearing a wig, I forget that I have alopecia. I'll forget and be walking down the street and somebody will say something to me. And people make comments to me all the time, and usually they're trying to be kind. You know, I've had people come up and just say, "You look beautiful," you know, or "You're rocking that," or also just asking me if I have cancer, just all kinds of comments. And I know people are trying to be nice, but it just sort of brings it back to reality that, oh yeah, I look different from everybody and everybody's noticing. I wish people would realize that when they go up to somebody who's different and say something to them, even if it's kind, they're still reminding that person that they look different. I've had people say outrageous things to me. Early on, I was talking to somebody about it, and you know, I said something about having lost my hair, and they said, "Well, at least you didn't lose an arm." True story.
It's been a slow process, but Karen is a long way from where she started.
Okay, I've got it. I've kind of dealt with it. I don't need to sit around and talk about it in a support group. There's no fighting it. It helps a lot to be okay in your skin. And, you know, I haven't always felt that way about my body in many different ways, but this is one thing that I've really come to accept. It took me years, you know, 20, 30 years to get to that place. Even after I took the wig off, there was, you know, a sort of growing that self-acceptance. It's not something I want to focus so much on anymore. And I don't blame people who do, but I'm just not at that place in my life anymore.
That story was reported by Jocelyn Robinson. She's at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO in Ohio. She worked with producer Jeanette Woods.